Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
See Shakespeare's masterpiece as you've never seen it before. George Ball stars as the King of Britain, who divides his kingdom between his three daughters, only one of whom loves him enough to speak the truth. Thrown into a rage, the king exiles his youngest daughter, turns on his closest companion, and descends into madness. Don't miss this timely and trenchant story of love, greed, family strife, civil war, and ultimately, redemption. Call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit us online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to our second hour of our show. We've got a party going on in here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that everybody's starting their day in a positive way. And of course, I've got the whole King Lear group in here. Well, not really, because there's a lot more of you guys, but 20 members. Wow, that's a huge group. You guys, Rubicon just knows how to do it. I have to tell you, I'm so honored to be a part of them and be able to work with them. We've got James O'Neill in here. How are you?
I'm doing really well this
Very
morning.
Very good.
Thanks.
Good. And of course, Joel. Michael, I'm going to get you guys. I knew I was going to do. Can you guys switch places?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm only kidding. No. Michael, how are you doing? Oh, my gosh. Okay,
I'm
see?
I'm doing well.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's a beautiful day here.
Okay, thank you. And Michael, where are you from?
I'm originally from Syracuse, New York.
Ah, I hear a little of it. Okay. And of course, Joel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Good. And where are you from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
Home of nothing.
Home of nothing. I like New Mexico. It's actually, I just had a friend move out there.
No, it's nice. It's nice to move, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
nice to move away from sometimes.
Whatever.
As well.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I've got a great show for you today. And of course, if you missed our first hour, it was another great show. I have to tell you, well, you know what? I just look out for the most amazing people that are making a difference in our world. And that's what I do. I try to bring you the brighter side of life. I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And if you see someone without a smile, give them yours. Give them yours. That's what it's all about. Sometimes you just never know what kind of journey they're going through. And so I'm so grateful that you have all tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give it our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That number we'll get you some of our great things that we love to give back to our listeners. And we are so grateful to be a part of all the things that are going on in the community. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Also, you can follow us on KimPaganoShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast off of iTunes/KimPaganoShow. It goes nationwide. And of course, you can listen there and also on our website, KimPaganoShow.com. Also, if you have a business or an event or anything that's coming up that you would like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to us. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to make a difference, and we would love to have you here. So again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
And by the way, Neil Young has a great song called Albuquerque.
Ah, there you go.
We'll get to that in just a little bit. The Blue and Gray, the Civil War reenactment on March 17th and 18th. That's this weekend in Moore Park. Visit MoorParkCivilWar.com. If you don't know who won, you must go. Rubicon Theater presents King Lear. From now through April 1st, we have them in studio, and we will chat about that giveaway. Tickets, LA Zoo admission tickets, along with the Botanical Gardens located in Los Angeles. Tristology for love and passion. Enhance your relationship by visiting Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary, high-quality sensual products for passionate play. Located at 434 Main Street in Ventura. Call 888-801-8952. And we have Champagne on Main. The Big Spring Street Fair. Enjoy shopping, vendors, local artists. They even have a wine walk where you get to sample champagne. Kim, it's going to be great.
There you go. Lots of good stuff. But of course, since we've got Rubicon in here, let's start off with some tickets to the Rubicon Theater. And of course, that's King Lear is one of the Shakespeare's epic tragedies. And we're going to be giving away tickets. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Of course, today we're going to be talking with some of the cast from, the director, and then Kent, and then Duke of Albany. And then lastly, we have Brian Angel in here from Doug Ridley Defense. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what they've got going on over there. And we're so glad that you are here to stay with us. And I hope that you stay all the way through. If for any reason you miss any part of our show, please go to my website, KimPaganoShow.com. Or you can go to our iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and hear it there. So welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Jim, tell us a little bit about this show. And of course, thank you for Rubicon.
Oh, thank you. The backdrop for our production of the show is essentially a stone circle, reminiscent of Stonehenge or many stone circles that appear all over the world. And they were built in a time sort of before time, a time that we don't know a whole lot about. But we know some of their uses. They were used as gathering places, probably for political events or religious rites. They were also used to help tell time or tell the passage of the seasons. To this day, if you go to Stonehenge on the winter and summer solstice, the sun will appear in exactly the same spot every year. So it was helping people know when to plant, when to reap, and all of that. And the reason for that, in my mind, is that of all of Shakespeare's plays, King Lear has always felt to me like the one that is the most connected directly to ancient mythological thinking, a time when people's gods, many gods, represented the powers of the earth. And so there's a nod in our production to shamanism, to all that mythological thinking that came before monotheism. And there's a lot of references in the play to that. And so that's where it came from.
Can I ask you a question? How does Rubicon go about picking their plays? What an interesting question, huh? I mean,
there are so many different aspects that go into it. We always try to do a mix of things because we're the only professional theater in the county, in the tri-counties. There's only one or two others. And so our mission has become to do the wide gamut of things, from music to comedy to drama. And so that we start with that, you know, and we also think about an entry point for someone who's not been to a lot of theater, something that's easy to digest, and then something along the way that is challenging in some ways, even to longtime theater goers, something that is uplifting.
Kind of a flavor for everybody, right?
Yeah. So if we do 4 or 6 plays, we'll start with that as a basis for choosing.
Well, I just want to kind of just a remembrance. Brian McDonald did an amazing job, you know, just like a one man. I know you did the one man before, too. Mm-hmm. How hard is that?
It took 6 months to learn.
Really? Yeah.
And
It's two hours of talking, personal challenge though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love that.
It is.
Yeah, what a remarkable, Michael, got it right.
Yes, he did.
I was thinking about it the whole time, but tell us a little bit about you, and thank you so much for being here.
I'm from upstate New York. Started my equity career with the Guthrie Theater right out of grad school, and then I was unemployed.
That's life, right?
And so I moved out here and have been out in the LA area for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
And so what's some of your highlights? And of course, you play Duke of Albany, right?
Albany, the Duke of Albany, yeah. And it's interesting because if you're familiar with upstate New York, the capital of New York State is Albany.
Albany. So it was so meant to be.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Syracuse is about 2.5 hours from Albany.
Yeah.
Well, Albany, I kind of view him as the ultra good guy in the play.
Is that really your personality?
My personality? Is that what you asked? I think I'm a good person in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So maybe that's why Jim cast me. Maybe he saw
the goodness in you. He saw your wings, right?
perhaps.
Jim's going, don't go that far, Kim. No. But what does the Duke of Albany do?
Well, King Lear has no sons, so it's a pretty patriarchal society. So unless one of the three daughters bears a child, Albany is in line to get the throne, at least from my point of view. But then, of course, through the course of the play, lots of stuff happens that might end up preventing that. The other son-in-law, Cornwall, the Duke of Cornwall, we come at odds with each other. And then, you know, mayhem breaks out with Edmund's rebellion.
Like every regular family, correct? I mean, like nothing's changed over the whole years, right? We haven't learned. It's funny because one of my last interviews were, overcoming hurtful words, you know? So
they would have a heyday with this play.
See?
Because the two of the three daughters go quite at it with each other and with their father and with their husbands. So, yeah, there's a lot of bickering.
Wow. Joel, let's talk with you.
Yes.
Joel Bryant, and, of course, you're Kent, right?
Indeed, yeah, the other good guy. I like how we just have the good guys here. We don't have the evil people.
Well, we'll have to have another interview, right, Michelle?
Okay. That's positive.
All right, but no, that is the brighter side of life,
exactly.
Right? But talk to us about Kent.
Kent, much like Michael's character, Albany is one of the good guys in the kingdom. Kent is King Lear's right-hand man, so he's one of the only people that could talk to King Lear, stand up to him, and I don't think we're giving away spoiler alerts
because
it's a 500-year-old play.
Yeah. So, and 20 other people that we're going to, right? I mean, you
exactly.
know, total 20-member cast.
Yeah, so early on, in the show, I stand up to King Lear when he starts dividing his kingdom, and then he quickly banishes me, which kind of really shocks my character because I've always been his go-to. So then I come back in disguise and help him on his journey, and kind of I'm along with him as he falls further and further into madness. I try to be there to pick him
up. So is this a normal thing that you usually have played before in the past, or what's
in life? Yes. I'm the go-to, the rock in life, if you will.
Okay.
No, it is. I mean, there's a lot to love about the role because it's that undying love for somebody else, you know, that undying service. And I think that's that means a lot to me. You know, I also tour around as a stand-up comedian.
And
kind of being there for people, kind of getting them through tough times. People always go to me because they need a chuckle
laugh,
or a laugh.
Or
yeah.
a shoulder or, yeah. you know. Okay. And so tell us a little bit about your journey.
My journey is it's been Even just getting to the Rubicon has been a long journey. I did a show with them 2 years ago, Moonlight Magnolia. So this is my second show with them.
Oh, I love that show.
It was fun.
Okay,
it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time I do a show.
I love all their shows. I'm like your biggest fan over here.
The quality is insane. I mean, that's why they've been around for 20 years.
But not only that, the people, you know, it's interesting. And the reason I always ask everybody that's in here, like, tell me about your journey or what it means to you, your part. It's because they do such a great job aligning their part and their play with people.
Well, I think that a good theater company like the Rubicon, it's very much a family. You don't get that in every theater company you go to.
Yeah.
They're very welcoming, very open arms, very community oriented. So it's very open arms. So whenever you're able to do a show for a company like that, you're immediately ingratiated into the community.
Authentic.
Exactly.
That's really what it, when I sit there and watch, you know, it's funny when, you know, it's something that, of course, I cry at cartoons, you know, but but if it's emotional, you could just see, you guys, it's like you're living your life through your, and I get that that's really what it's all about, but you guys all do such a great job.
Well, that's the beauty of live theater, right? I mean, that's the beauty of art and live theater, is seeing it and having a community experience, a very cathartic community experience, whether you're all laughing together or crying together, and that's the beauty of live theater versus binging TV shows at home in your pajamas on Netflix.
It's
a matter of sharing experience with 150 other people in an afternoon, and you all kind of walk out of there with, you know, maybe different opinions of what you saw.
We all did it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a community, and you guys make it such a group thing, too. I mean, you kind of, you know, it's something you lean on each other to make it even better.
Absolutely. Especially with a 20-person ensemble. There's no prima donnas, no divas. It's all very supportive. Everybody's kind of there for everybody else. And it's a beautiful thing to walk into, because it's not like that at every theater or every set.
It isn't?
No. Very much not. It's very, very blessed to be up at the Rubicon, for sure.
Wow, that's really cool. All right, will you guys stay with me? I want to find out a little bit more. We won't tell what it's about, but just to find out a little bit more details. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we've got tickets to the Rubicon. And starting this weekend, right? I mean, I'm so excited to be a part of this again. If you haven't already got tickets, please reach out and get your tickets. And we'd love to share those with you. But you can win a pair of tickets right here at 805-419-0008. We've also got the Blue and Gray Civil War reenactment. That is today and tomorrow. And again, that's in Moore Park. So you can go in the day to one and the night to another one. So anyways, some really good history stuff going on here, right? So again, give us a call. And of course, thank you so much. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8255. 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I have director James O'Neill. And of course, he's done extensive background as a director and actor. And we're going to find out a little bit more about you. You've been here plenty of times. I love when you come in. And of course, we've got Michael. Is it Matthews?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got it. And Joel Bryant. And we're talking about King Lear. And of course, it's Shakespeare. I'd love to give out the phone number. If you haven't already won your ticket here, you can call and you can get tickets there. And you can go to 805-667-2900. That's 667-2900. Or you can go to their website, and that is www.rubicontheatre.com. That's theatre.org and get tickets there. I'm telling you, you want to go to this 20-member cast. And Jim, what is your artistic vision for this show?
Well, the show is, as we were saying before in the other segment, about a civil war, essentially. It's pretty easy to understand the plot as it develops. A civil war that is precipitated by a family feud, essentially. And as it develops, the various members of the family take different sides and learn different things as they go along in their journeys. The title character, King Lear, has probably the longest journey to go. He starts out as a sort of bully with a big ego. And he says he wants to give up his kingdom to his daughters, but he really doesn't. And he wants to retain his power. And that sort of conflict in him sets up the conflict in the family as the play begins. But as it goes along, and they start to defy him and take over, he becomes angrier and angrier and finally falls into a feeling of madness. And through that process, he begins to learn about what life is really about, what's really important. He realizes that he's ruled for a long time and really not taken care of the people in his...
What a great story,
It's
huh?
a great story.
I love that.
And he comes to a reconciliation finally with the daughter that he has banished at the beginning of the play, or disinherited. And it's very moving at the end when they finally come back together and he realizes his mistakes. So it's a personal story, and it's a big story. We were saying in the segment before Civil War, when we were talking about the reenactment, you know, from a 150-year-old Civil War to a 3,000-year-old Civil War, basically.
You know what's interesting to me is, you know, I wish history was taught this way. Right? I mean, wouldn't you be more interested in history if you, you know...
Well, that's why I think people should come to Shakespeare.
I really agree.
I mean, a lot of the popular things that Shakespeare did, at least in his day, some of his most popular things were his histories. People were extremely interested in history, but he, of course, gave it a dramatic flair and essentially taught people their own history through the art of drama. And
I love it.
So it does work in that way. It's fascinating.
Interesting. Joel and Michael, question. How do you guys memorize so many lines? I always, and what is your process? How do you recall it? You know, I mean, there's just things. I mean, I know, like, I have everything printed, but then I always say suggested questions, right? Because it, you know, it just goes off in its own world. You guys are not allowed to do that, are you?
What do you mean exactly on stage?
So you have your everything, your lines. You can't you know, divert to something that you just think of, right?
Not so much. And in Shakespeare, it's particularly hard because most of his stuff is written in verse.
Yeah.
So technically, you should try to stay in the verse if you try to do that, which is pretty challenging. But the line memorization question, you know, for me, it's first about understanding exactly what I'm saying. So if there's any reference that I'm making that I don't know, I look it up. I make sure I know exactly what I'm saying. And then, as Jim pointed out in the rehearsals, often you have to be listening. You have to be trying to find the cue that gets the thought going that is going to make you say your line. So you're thinking, the thought is formulating in your mind beforehand, and then your cue comes, and then you say your line. So if you're in the moment and you're involved in the scene, and your thinking process is working in a way that's useful, the lines start to come.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, though, I do, you know, do standard techniques where I will just kind of test myself. I'll look at my cue and cover the line with my hand and say it out loud and check it to make sure that I'm word perfect. That's kind of my process in a nutshell.
And in Shakespeare, a lot of times there are long monologues, even in scenes with many, many people. So you speak differently than in a modern play. You might go on for a little while. So that part of it is not, you know, of course you start the line with the thought, and then it comes from your own thought. You give yourself the cues within those monologues,
right,
or soliloquies.
And one thing leads to another.
There you go.
Well, one of the main things too is cutting down a 4-hour show down to
just under three.
So,
wow.
You know, you don't, I mean,
so
that's
it's a
3-hour
show.
It's 2 hours and about 50 minutes.
A very
that includes the intermissions.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So about 2.5
what's the
hours
longest
of the
show you
itself.
Guys have ever had there?
Probably about this long.
Really?
A Streetcar Named Desire is a 3-hour show. All My Sons is a 3-hour show.
There's a lot to tell in 3 hours. I mean, there's so many different storylines.
Yeah, it's a whole lifetime.
Else. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Okay. So, what can audiences expect from this show?
What can audiences expect from King Lear?
Yes.
They can expect arguably the greatest play ever written by arguably the greatest writer, being performed by arguably the best theater in the area.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say the best cast.
No. by arguably the best Kent they've ever seen. No. they could expect just great art, and I think that's something that we need more of. I think it's too easy now to ignore the live theater experience and to ignore art in general. So I think that being able to go out and experience it, as I said earlier, with a group and seeing an amazing production of it, seeing a well-rehearsed cast, a dedicated cast at a wonderful theater, you know, supporting the arts and the arts giving back to the community by putting on good shows. So I think you could expect a great afternoon or a great evening.
I love it. I love it. Michael, one last question. I understand you played Dr. Kent, correct?
Yeah.
On Grey's Anatomy, one of my favorite shows. Okay, can you tell us about that and what it was like?
Oh, how much time? you know, I've done not a huge amount of TV, but of the TV experiences I had, that was definitely the best. The cast, you could just tell they were really, they would have fun, but then when it was time to shoot, boy, were they focused. So like if we had a longer break, we would gather in a circle and one of the actors would tell a tale or something and everybody would be joking around. But then when we were getting closer to shoot time, they just focused right in. And everybody was really supportive of each other. I mean, it ran.
How long did you do that for?
Just one episode.
Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to, it may have been recurring, but it didn't end up being recurring.
Darn it. Okay.
No. I was actually kind of a bad guy in that one.
What was your favorite scene in that? What's your favorite scene in the play?
And oh boy, wow. Probably the
He's
last
like,
scene.
He's like, let me go out of the Grey's Anatomy and then go back.
Well, I know that's
the,
what I mean. I'm shifting back. Probably the last scene where everything is kind of being resolved, but in a very difficult way because almost everybody's dead. And I just think
what's the message here, right? Just right from there, what came to my mind is, you know, life is short, right? Okay, and you're looking at this scene of, you know, all this resentment, and then you're trying to make it, but you just said half the people are dead, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to make sure that you, you know, kind of be grateful and but you make sure you kind of amend your things before people pass away.
To love one another and listen,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, I love it. James and Michael and Joel, thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing this. I want to make sure all my listeners get out there. And again, if you don't win tickets here, we'll do another set of tickets right now. But please, you can call the Rubicon at 805-667-2900. That's 667-2900. Or you can go to their website, Rubicon Theater. That's theater with TRE.org. And, of course, they're all in my newsletter. And of course, if you're on Facebook, check them out there. This is going to be a great show. And, you know, I can't wait to go see it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Brian Angel. And, of course, he's from Doug Ridley Defense. Stay with us. And, of course, give us a call right now. We've got tickets on the way right now for the Blue and Gray Civil War reenactment. That's this weekend also. And, of course, the start of this amazing play, A King Lear at the Rubicon. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind everyone that if you miss any part of our show, you can go and listen on our website at kimpaganoshow.com or our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And when you call in, just give us your your email so we can get you on that, and you can hear all of our great things that we have, or you can read actually all of our great things that we have going on, and also connect with all of our great sponsors. I just want to say thank you to all of them. They make it possible for us to be here. And if you have a business or an event that's happening, we'd love to share that here on the Kim Pagano Show. So please reach out to us. My next guest is Brian Angel. And of course, we're going to be talking about Doug Ridley Defense. That's who you work with. And I thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's starting to feel comfy and like home here at the Kim Pagano Show.
Isn't that how it's supposed to feel? I love that. I love that. So what's going on at the Ridley Defense?
You know, we have been, unfortunately for society, unfortunately for us, very busy. But we have been actually trying to do a whole lot to cut down on the unfortunate part. Lately, we've received a lot of mental health related cases. Mm-hmm. And so
what does that mean, mental health related cases? Because, you know, it's so interesting. Look at our news right now. We have kids that, you know, we just had the gun walkout or the student walkout for guns. I never get political on my show here, but I really feel like we need to look at why these kids are having such a hard time and why we're not noticing them. And I love the one of the parents that their son was shot said, instead of a walkout, walk up. And I don't know if you guys have heard that. Did you hear that, Tom? About walk up is walk up to the kid that's sitting by himself at lunch and having, you know, lunch by himself, or the kid that is always put out by himself and feels alone. Walk up to those kids and make a difference, because we're mean. There's a lot of mean people out there. And, you know, if you're taught that, that's where it needs to start. And, you know, the bullying, and it's just cycling down. So to me, I don't know really what the walkout did, but I love the walk up.
So you and I are very much the same in that I don't find the political differences in any of this. So we won't even go there. I find the brighter side of all of those people and the good things that everybody is doing on both sides of the table. But I will tell you, and that I've heard these parents, and everything they said was super poignant. But the people that we've been dealing with, they've had great friends, they've had great support systems, they've had great families, the right economic climate, and they have a mental health problem that is very real and very clinical. And
I'm not saying that. I'm sure all of these people that have done something do have a mental, but where do they get help?
And so
how do we get help?
Here's the thing. Last century, there was the Declinicalization Act. I can't remember the name of it, but it basically closed all of the mental
health
facilities.
Yes, yes.
And so there's two places that these folks wind up: on the street
or in jail.
Mm-hmm. And so what's happened is that there's this whole side of the court that is mental health court. And I think it was created towards 99 to really meet the effects of these folks not having a place to go. But the problem is overcrowding, lack of resources. And so our clients, particularly, we advise them, yeah, there's quote unquote programs, and sometimes they work great in the mental health courts, but, you know, there's a high rate of suicide while those people are in the facilities. They're left alone for long periods at a time, so they're in distress, and sometimes it gets messy. And if you have the financial resources, and if we can legally keep them away from that mental health process and keep it private, we do. It's a better experience for those people's family and their loved ones.
So without, you know, obviously sharing anybody's private privileges, you know, can you give us an example of some of the things that Doug has been up against?
Yeah, no problem. And these things are, you know, surprising, but they happen. Like grown men who just get to a stress level where they can't handle it anymore. There's also a very common theme of the mental health related problems stemming from somebody who's on a prescribed medication. Their medication gets off of the even keel and they start either over-medicating or then self-medicating with something else to plug in that gap. Mm-hmm. So we've seen things like people throwing rocks at cars on the freeway, grown men, professional people. Mm-hmm. We've seen, you know, college students that will break into places with, they really don't have an end game. They're just breaking in because they're not, these are not drug addicts that are looking for money. These are, you know, people breaking in to carve their name into something. These things that you would think in our comfortable little suburban lives don't happen, they happen, and they don't make sense.
Right, right. And how does Doug go about helping these people?
It's a process, and it's really a team effort with all of us. The first thing that we do is we really answer the phone after hours and on the weekends and late at night even, you know, answer the phone 2 a.m. sometimes. One of the best things that we can do is try to craft a rehabilitation program with a real recovery center that has a clinical program that will be acceptable to the court as an alternative to a criminal sentence. So it's really killing two birds with one stone because we're getting them real help. And at the same time, it can be a signal to the prosecutor to say, hey, you don't have to punish this person. We're taking care of it on our end. So that's extremely valuable to society. It's really valuable to the person themselves. And it's much better experience for their family to have them being dealt with out of a prison cell and in a beautiful recovery facility.
Well, it's not even the beautiful. It's just sounds reality. It sounds like these people are not murderers. They're not killers. They're not, right? They have some mental problems, as you said. And I think that, wow, that's huge.
Yeah. Some of them are extremely smart and talented and excellent contributors to society. And
they just went down the wrong road.
Yeah, we say with criminal defense that a lot of our clients just had half of a bad day. These people, it's a longer span. They had maybe a bad 3 months or bad 30 days or whatnot. But in a lot of cases, I would say most cases, we can help recover these people. And, you know, I was just reading about a case where a guy was 14 years recovered and working back in the jail that he was in.
Wow.
Really
wow.
Cool.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Brian Angel and we're talking about the Doug Ridley Defense. Tell everybody just a little bit and give out his number for Doug Ridley's defense.
Yeah. So Doug Ridley is a prolific former deputy district attorney here in Ventura County. He worked everywhere from the bottom of the totem pole all the way up to the special victims unit in his tenure with the prosecutor's office. He's been practicing almost 20 years on both sides, you know, now in his own private practice, Ridley Defense, since 2011. And Doug is a sincere technical expert in the law. However, what's more important is his personality, his demeanor, his ability to speak to prosecutors and judges and administrative folks and be beloved in that way in working out brighter side type of resolutions to really tough situations. So I always tell our clients, you know, there's a legal aspect to dealing with your issue, but there's a very humanistic aspect to it, and that's really why people bring us on board. And so whether it's, you know, giving that scared straight speech to the kid that his parents have requested, or whether it's you know, sweet talking a prosecutor to make them understand that, hey, you don't have to punish our client harshly, we're going to take care of it. You know, whether it's anger management classes, whether it's, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, whatever the cure might be, we help on our end a lot more than a lot of other firms might in order to reduce penalties and punishment.
I love that. I love that. Brian, will you stay with us? I know we need to take a really quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about laws have changed a little bit. And,
yes.
You know, I want my listeners to kind of know what's going on so they can be savvy to help their children or help themselves, whatever the case is. So, perfect. Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we've got Rubicon tickets that we are giving away. And I'm excited to share those with everybody. And, of course, it's the Shakespeare epic, King Lear. We just had a couple of the cast members in here. Also, we've got the Blue and the Gray Civil War reenactment, and that's happening this weekend. We've got tickets for you for that. Also, we've got Champagne on Main, and of course, that is the Spring Street Fair. Also, I am going to be over at the Home Show, and that's happening this weekend over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. So come visit me. I'm actually going to have my lip sense there. And if you'd love to try it, it is a non-smudge makeup that is amazing. So I'd love to share that with you. So all those things are happening. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And, of course, we're so grateful that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow.
See Shakespeare's masterpiece as you've never seen it before. George Ball stars as the King of Britain, who divides his kingdom between his three daughters, only one of whom loves him enough to speak the truth. Thrown into a rage, the king exiles his youngest daughter, turns on his closest companion, and descends into madness. Don't miss this timely and trenchant story of love, greed, family strife, civil war, and ultimately, redemption. Call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit us online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday. And, of course, we're so grateful that you have tuned in. You can listen to all of our back shows on KimPaganoShow.com, or you can go to our website or our iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, our podcast, and of course, definitely sign up for our newsletter so that we can get that out to you. Then you can find out all the things that are happening around us, everything that we're involved in. And also, I do want to remind everybody, March for Babies. My daughter and my son-in-law and my grandsons are the ambassador family this year. I am the media sponsor for it. And of course, the walk is Saturday, March 24th, right here at Cal Lutheran University. And so it's 3 miles. It's for such a great cause. My grandsons were born at 29 and a half weeks, and they were in the hospital for like 96 days at Las Robles. I'm so grateful to everyone that you know, help them be here today. They're like the apple of my eye. They're my heart. And so for them to be the ambassador family, please, if you are close to there and you can come by and stop by, please do. And I'd love to see you there. Again, the registration starts at 8 o'clock and the walk starts at 9. So definitely I'd love to see everybody out there. Of course, we've got Brian Angel in here, and we're talking about Doug Ridley Defense. And I know that some of the things that we talked about last time you were here have changed, and regarding marijuana, can you talk to us a little bit
about
that?
So what's really funny, Kim, is that the last time you were interviewing me, literally at that very moment,
it was changing.
Jeff Sessions was issuing a memo.
Oh.
And it basically 180-degree reverse course on the memo that the Deputy Attorney General under Obama named Cole, and he had a memo called the Cole Memo, and this memo from Jeff Sessions essentially reversed it. And so what that was about was Obama's administration's position was that we're going to respect the laws of the states. We're going to let the states police themselves. Yes, marijuana is illegal federally. However, if the state is okay with it, we're going to take a hands-off approach. And that saves them tremendous money in terms of law enforcement resources and whatnot. Donald Trump's administration, again, has completely reversed course. And right now, it's a memo. It's on paper. So they've said, you know, marijuana is illegal federally, and that's no different in these states. However, in practice, it's business as usual, but you don't know what's going to happen in the long run, because essentially what they alluded to in the memo, and if you want to look it up, it's a one-page memo, real easy read. Essentially, they alluded to in the memo is that they're going to dedicate financial resources wherever it's most needed. And so that's extremely vague, and I think it opens – this is opinion. I think it opens the door for that administration to punish California in terms of, you know, not complying with other things that that administration is trying to put forth, like the sanctuary state issue. So
– so what does that mean, Brian?
We don't know. What it really means –
so are we allowed to, you know – are we allowed to drive and have marijuana in our car?
No. So recreationally, marijuana is legal now. There's okay. been some changes. You know, there's some things in the law that make a lot of sense. They're changing packaging this year so that it's not attractive to children at all. They don't want things to look like bright colored candy and right. things like that. So that's changing.
Okay.
They're changing the dosages of each piece, mm-hmm. you know, of chocolate or candy or whatever in terms of the edibles to a smaller dose so that people aren't, you know, taking too much. So they're doing some regulation on that stuff. But in terms of California law, treat your marijuana and cannabis related products like alcohol right. in the car, keep
Be
them
respectful.
In the trunk or in the,
yeah,
yeah no open containers. It'll get a ticket for the driver, as we talked about last time.
Right.
It's really the concern is for the owners of dispensaries, the growers, the people that are in the marijuana industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't know when the president's agenda can become loose cannon-ish and people can get raided and shut down. So we don't know. Nothing has happened yet. But we just don't know. Nobody knows.
Okay. What other new topics are there?
Well, you know, today on your show, there has been a theme in terms of the Civil War reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, you know, King Lear, which was, what, 3,000 years ago?
Okay.
Was it 3,000?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Tom will know that
some
for
amount
sure.
of years ago.
I don't know.
Anyway, and then we have
we got him thinking over
Civil
there.
War reenactment, which is, what, a few hundred years ago. But
right.
there is a Civil War going on right now in the community that is near and dear to Doug Ridley and myself, which is the Star Wars community.
Okay.
And this is really important to
explain
talk about.
That to everybody really quick. Oh, there you go. See you
guys. Love it.
Okay.
So one of the reasons that Doug and I originally connected as friends is because we're both Star Wars nerds and have been since we were 5 years old. The status of our fanhood now is that he is a garrison leader of the 501st Legion, which they're the costuming organization that is blessed by Lucasfilm/Disney. Mm-hmm. So their costumes are actually better than prop quality.
Right.
And it's really high criteria to get them approved. But he has like 10 costumes, dresses up as stormtroopers and, you know, Hobo Luke from the island and all those things.
So can he come to my son's, my grandson's birthday?
That's
party?
A really good question.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is that the 501st, yeah. They do Lucasfilm events when they're invited. They also do tons of public events like parades and then lots of charity events. So the 501st is available for charity events. All you have to do is know somebody and ask. And then what happens is that that event gets put on a forum and, you know, social media. And we start going out and asking for other members across Southern California to attend. And you would be surprised at how many people you can get out depending on the event.
Wow.
You know, some of the better events are going to Children's Hospital.
Right.
And, you know,
very cool. What a cool idea. So how long has he been a part of that?
I think since almost a decade. I think since 2009.
Wow.
Okay. But we've again. I collect the little ones. He dresses up like a big one. I collect the 3 3/4 inch action figures, which we've both been collecting since we were like 5 years old, and so that's where my Star Wars fanhood lies. But the
are
Civil
your kids into it too?
Yeah, my kids. They grew up Star Wars.
Okay. Is your wife into it?
You know, she has been doing this with me for over 20 years. So we just went on an event to Death Valley to see filming locations of the original Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
And some of those people were turning to me and going, your wife knows more about Star Wars than most of the diehard Star Wars fans.
Oh, see how that works.
So
okay.
I don't know if it's by choice, but she's into it.
Okay, cool. Well, always, always a pleasure to have you in here. Can we give out Doug's numbers so that any of us hopefully don't need him, but if in case they do.
I hope you never need the number, but if you do, we'll be there. 805-208-1866, 805-208-1866.
All right. Always a pleasure, Brian. And again, Doug Ridley is in my newsletter, and, you know, if you need anything, he will definitely be there. Both of these guys will. All right. We are at the end of our show. What a great show, and it went by fast. And, of course, I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Start by doing what is necessary, then do what's possible, and then suddenly you're doing the impossible. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your week, and I hope to see you at all these great events happening. And again, I'll talk to you next week.